from KQED.
I'm Sasha Coca, and you're listening to the California Report magazine, a special show from student journalists here at USC. They're bringing you profiles of people challenging inequality in Los Angeles. Now we're going to head about 10 miles south of this campus to meet another activist. She's a millennial, and she spent her college years preparing to be part of the corporate world. But then, as USC student reporter Ben Tran tells us, she gave all that up to start something that challenges the very idea of profit.
Like many kids who grew up in working-class immigrant families, Kateri Gutierrez felt a lot of pressure to get a good job.
My mom had to get welfare and food stamps, so I know what it's like to have to wait until the second of the month to go get your food stamps.
Kateri grew up helping her mom clean houses, then got a degree from UC Berkeley. She was thrilled when she landed a job as a manager working for Disney. But the fantasy of a high-power career at Disney soon faded away.
It was a constant having to prove myself, not only as a new employee, but as a how do you deserve to be a manager right out of college.
She found the structure too stifling, and as a woman of color, she often felt her ideas weren't taken seriously. So one day, Kateri decided to quit and come back home to Lynwood in South Los Angeles to pursue her lifelong vision.
This space was actually extremely dirty. It had old, like, grocery fridges. It used to be a shoe store and a cigarette store at some point.
She transformed the space into a worker cooperative, which means there are no bosses, and everyone who works here is an owner and can have a vote in how the company's run. At 23, she started a cafe called Collective Avenue Coffee, a business based on community, ownership, and sustainability, not profit. It's one of only a handful of worker co-ops in Los Angeles County. The cafe is in a pastel purple building in Southgate on a street filled with mom-and-pop shops, like a record store and a community theater.
We all work full-time jobs, full-time students, or work like 2 to 3 hustles while trying to maintain the space and keep it as active as possible.
Kateri's holding down another job as a substitute teacher. She's always rushing, as if on a perpetual time crunch. She's got dark circles under her eyes, but they still twinkle with zeal and determination.
Typical capitalism is, how do I survive? I think what's different about us is, how do we lift? I like to think of it this way, how do we lift as we climb? We can't afford to be selfish anymore.
That's the mantra guiding Kateri's ambitions.
On Saturday, you would want me there like at 7:30.
She often spends her days discussing logistics and scheduling shifts with her co-op partners.
Yeah, 1 hour's fine.
Since 2010, worker co-ops have seen a modest rise in the U.S. People of color and women make up over 60% of new worker co-op membership. Kateri says the model could provide a way for low-income communities to resist gentrification and create wealth.
When I was in high school, seeing the local shopping mall, Plaza Mexico, it's actually a really big staple in the area.
A place where street musicians play, filled with clothing stores, nail salons, and restaurants catering to Lynwood's Latino community.
When I found out that Plaza Mexico was not owned by Latinos, the question was, would the people who own Plaza Mexico and make money out of us as consumers, would they ever live in our communities? That was a follow-up question, like, who am I in this community?
Kateri wanted to prove that businesses can be more than profit-making entities, that they could serve as a place to build community as well. Kateri's at a Friday night event on the outdoor patio of a local restaurant that collaborates with Collective Avenue Coffee. The music drowns out the sound of cars speeding along the nearby Century Highway. There's dancing, mingling, pop-up food stands, and raffles. Kateri's on the mic, welcoming everyone.
Again, I mean it when I say that I want us to create a fun space. We don't need to wait for corporations to come bring us something for us to hang out in, okay? We can create it ourselves.
After 4 years in business, her dream of running a co-op seemed to be coming true. But in late 2018, Collective Avenue hit a wall. Somebody in the co-op had mismanaged funds. The coffee shop was in danger of shutting down.
I broke down. I had a legit anxiety attack at a liquor store in Albuquerque, just like shaking.
Stress was taking a toll on her health. And it's not surprising. Starting worker co-ops in the U.S. isn't easy. And even though they've been growing, there aren't a lot of models out there for how to make them work.
There's a big misconception that, oh, well, we're all in this together because we all want to like fight for worker rights together. But at the same time, like, once money gets involved, it can get tricky.
Kateri wants to focus more on how to manage the business. She plans to go to graduate school to get her MBA and learn how to become a better administrator, how to write contracts, and navigate regulations.
In our communities, we need to be really comfortable with formalizing business, right? And so it's not just like, I'm sharing a really cool article, I'm woke. It's how do we do the day-to-day?
Meanwhile, Kateri's trying to relaunch Collective Avenue Coffee by holding a workshop she calls a co-op boot camp.
First of all, thank you all. Give yourselves a hand. Pat yourselves in the back for waking up so early.
One of the presenters is Dr. Alvaro Carlos, a political science professor at Cal State Long Beach.
For me, I'm really excited about the work that Collective Avenue's been doing and trying to like grow as a business, as an organization.
He's been studying co-op development in California and has been following Collective Avenue since its inception.
People are looking for alternatives, and so it's become a little bit easier, a little bit more palatable to show younger people alternative models that kind of make sense for a generation that's been basically like kept out of like the fruits of the American dream.
Kateri's part of that generation, and she's in it for the long haul, despite the 12-hour workdays, sleepless nights, and the fact that our co-op fell apart.
I like to think of the phrase fail forward. Like, how much can we learn from this? And being open about failures and successes.
For now, Kateri still has to pay the bills and help her family. So she's working a day job at a nonprofit where she delivers fresh produce to convenience stores in food deserts around Los Angeles. Collective Avenue Coffee is expected to reopen by the fall. Kateri Gutierrez says it'll still be a worker co-op based on social justice, but this time she hopes it'll become a model to grow more co-ops in the city. For the California Report, I'm Ben Tran in Los Angeles.